There's a lot of blame being thrown around across Washington this week, and one way to deflect the blame, an expression of metaphorical violence, you know, the one that involves a large vehicle.
That the president threw the United States under the bus.
I will throw anyone that gets in front of me under a bus.
That was Giants coach Ben McAdoo throwing Eli Manning under the bus.
How often do we say that? Throw everybody under the bus.
I'm not going to throw anybody on my team under the bus.
Comey really threw four people or four groups under the bus.
We define throw someone under the bus as to criticize, blame, or punish, usually someone in a vulnerable position, and it's especially in order to avoid blame or to gain an advantage.
Ammon Shea is an editor at Merriam-Webster. It's a fairly recent addition to our vernacular, he says.
A British politician met this fate in the Financial Times in 1980.
And the citation is, some still pin their hopes on the under-the-bus theory, which has Mr. Foote being forced by ill health to give way to Mr. Healy.
2 years later, it popped up in the Times of London.
President Galtieri had pushed her under the bus, which the gossips had said was the only means of her removal.
After that, the phrase throw them under the bus crossed to America, where it found a home in sports, business, and most notably, in politics. In 2008, a linguist noted that under the bus appeared in more than 400 stories during that year's presidential campaign.
A lot of throwing, a lot of buses. And Ammon Shea of Webster's believes it's almost always used by a third party discussing other people, never as a direct threat or in reference to oneself.
We have very few, if any, examples of somebody saying, I will throw you under the bus.
So watch out, vulnerable underlings everywhere.
Throw them under the bus.
Look both ways before crossing the street, and look behind you, too.